South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and Bruce and I have been kibitzing offline. He goes to me, Jim, does anybody ever listen to The Branding Guy? So I hand him the email that I got yesterday. Jim, love the show. Definitely want to hear The Branding Guy, because if I'm planning a move, that's a guy I need to talk to. And you know, the guy's right. But if he's waiting until he plans his move, he's missing the boat. Because being your own brand and building your own brand can be done inside a company, wherever you're at. You need to always be thinking about, what's the world's perception of me, and how do I make sure that that's what I want it to be? What do you think about that, Bruce?
Well, I think today, first of all, everything you said is correct. And
okay.
I think today, with the ubiquitousness of social media and the fact that now media is democratized, how can you miss that opportunity? It used to be that corporations spoke to us because they would run ads and we'd look at ads and that was that.
Interruption advertising.
Exactly. It's like sticking a metaphorical leg in the aisle and tripping you. I'm reading a magazine, you're going to interrupt me with an ad. I'm watching TV, you're going to interrupt me with a commercial.
Happened today, I'll interrupt you with this. Polo and...
You interrupt me all the time.
I know. Well, I'm sitting there reading the newspaper and the stuff starts falling out, smelling everywhere. I've never seen a perfume insert in the paper before. So it does get your attention. And I even remembered the brand.
But think about this. That goes to the next step, which is called engagement advertising. Because if you picked up that little scent strip and you rubbed it on your wrist, or you rubbed it on your neck and you called your wife and you said, hey, honey, come smell this, see what you think. They've now got you participating in the relationship. And engagement is where it's all about. So nowadays, using Twitter, using Facebook, using other social media avenues, you can begin a conversation with the people you want to do business with.
Now, that's one of the big problems. And I think I even commented about this on your blog this week, is that a lot of the big firms and a lot of people, they don't use Twitter the way it's supposed to be, or social media. They broadcast like it's a radio show, when really those are opportunities to connect with your audience.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And by the way, so is this show, because week after week when I'm on with you, I hear you tell people, if you got questions, if you got comments, give a call. Okay, folks out there in radio land, don't think of calling as simply an opportunity to ask a question. Think of calling as an opportunity to promote yourself, because Jim has done all the hard work. He's got all the people like you listening. So if you came on and you said, hi, my name is Bob Smith and I am from ABC Roofing Company and I have a question for you. Guess what? You just talked about ABC Roofing Company and Bob Smith to all the listeners. There are opportunities to hijack the messaging, to market to others in such a way that you get your brand out.
And see, that's what we're doing with the Marlins. The Marlins have given us the opportunity, by being sponsors on the show, to have these nights at the Marlins games as suite nights. And I must tell you, I'm running one for the young leadership of the Urban Land Institute. You don't really need to know what the group does. You just need to understand that it's the young leadership group. Here I am, I'm 53. I want to reach out to the next generation. I go and I lease the suite, or in this case, I use my credits with the Marlins to get the suite and lease it that way, and then I have an event for 20 people and I'm repositioning myself as reaching out to the young people in my industry from a power position, from a credible position.
So let's take it a step further. Let's use exactly what you're saying, but let's do an experiment. I gave everybody my email address just 3 or 4 minutes ago. I've got my iPad in front of me. So send me an email. Send me something provocative about your business, and I'll talk about it right here on the air, and everybody listening will know about your business. Let's see if anybody does that.
At BruceTurkel.com. It's easy enough.
BTurkel at TurkelBrands.com.
Glad I remembered. All I do is tweet you. That's why, Bruce.
I know. Well, you could tweet me, too. I can look at that as well.
Well, listen, Johnny's always telling me to use the Twitter as a telephone, so I do. It's really interesting, though, to see that people sometimes miss such easy lay-down opportunities. We offer people to go with us to our suites. If somebody wants to come to the suite, they're going to meet some of the key contacts of Freed on Business. Johnny's lurking out there in the back. Why don't you come in, Johnny?
Come on in, Johnny.
Here's Johnny. All right, so we're talking branding, and here's Social Media 305. You think that's a pretty good choice for a brand? Or how about my person that's my personal trainer for the NFL? Wellness Chick. I think she's kind of got it nailed.
I think you should post pictures of Wellness Chick on your website.
I'm in the process of working on that. We don't want to be too provocative, but Wellness Chick is actually a terrific person. She's going to be joining the Freed On Business on-air team shortly, and part of our wellness things that we're going to be doing on the show. Wellness Chick is really Frances Haddock, and she is a top rehab physical therapist that works with the Dolphins as well as the Steelers, the Browns, the Chargers, and a whole bunch of other teams, and we're going to just try to coordinate with her. We have to wait until after preseason because so many of her teams play with Thursday night games. She's really not available, and so we're going to be talking more about that, but Wellness Chick, high five to her. Johnny, social media 305. Looks like you're still waiting on getting that haircut from the Kempton days there.
Yeah, but look, he shaves off his Flavor Saver.
Yeah.
So no more Soul Patch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those of you need to go online and see what he used to look like, the old Johnny, although he's rocking the Carrera sunglasses. He's looking very Miami Vice today.
Johnny is always doing that. Johnny is always doing that. He's not really Magic City. He's more Miami Vice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's, for sure.
Well, that's his brand. But that's your brand. That's your brand. That's who you are. When somebody says, I'm going to see Social Media 305, I envision the Johnny Irish, and that's what it is. It's about your brand. It's your very consistent. And Johnny is the perfect example. Johnny and I met from a social media networking event. He was the second degree contact from that event. He came to the 100th show. Today, by the way, is show 225, guys. Show 225. Amazing.
Well, look at branding. I can't really change my avatar, and my avatar has long hair. It was a sketchy Miami.
Yeah, sketchy is the way you're talking about. Now we're finally, Stevie's he's thrown up his hands. He's made you take the microphone, dude.
All right, so I'll give you a brief story. Back 2 years ago, Beached Miami did this campaign, you know, Simple But Impossible, where they were going to sketch all of Miami. And it was called Sketchy Miami. And someone had done a sketch of me with my long hair, and they painted it gold. And they sent it to me, and then they sent it into Sketchy Miami. I immediately used it as my avatar on Twitter.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's fabulous, but now I don't have long hair anymore. But I went to a meeting with—
You have relatively long hair for your relatively FX.
My relatively FX company. But anyway, long story short, I went to a meeting. A local business owner was there. He owns quite a few properties here in Miami, and they introduced me as Social Media 305. And the guy immediately looked at me. He goes, "You're the guy with the gold avatar."
Oh, that's awesome.
I said, yeah, that's me. But that proved there's no changing it, because even people that don't know me or don't follow me still
know your avatar.
That avatar.
Yeah. Exactly. And when we talked that last time about changing the name to the show, I got a bunch of emails that said they listen for business and I should keep it as Freed On Business. So what I'm actually going to do, Bruce, is I'm going to see if I can get somebody to help me with the logo and make part of the logo be like a grocery cart with all the things that we do on the show.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm thinking about doing that. I have a friend that's a graphic artist, and I'm thinking about talking to him about putting together like a grocery cart that I'm pushing down the aisle with all the things that we offer people.
I like your logo, though. It's really cool.
Yeah, the Freed On Business on Fire.
Freed On Business logo, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, high five to the dudes that put that together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't just me. But Bruce, so we've now talked about being consistent. It's all about them, making it simple, making it quick, making it yours, all the five senses. But I think that we hit very early on in the beginning about what the most important thing was. Repeat, 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 because you don't know when the person's looking for the message.
That's right. Johnny just pointed it out. He had an avatar. He's outgrown it. However, people know it, and they remember it. And as soon as you change it, you give up all of that equity that you have developed with that look, that feel, ultimately that brand.
Well, that's why I love—
the equity.
The equity. Well, that's what it is. It's all is equity. Equity, equity, equity. And in this case, the equity is goodwill. Tough to value, but definitely something that's accountable.
Yeah, but now there are systems for valuing it. When Ford went through the economic crisis that so many companies went through recently, and they borrowed all that money from the government, one of the things they used as collateral was their blue oval. They actually used their logo and their name as collateral, that they would have given that up if they didn't pay off their loan.
Wow, that is collateral, but that is a way to monetize goodwill. And in that case, that logo has incredible value. There's no doubt about that, just like the logo you came up with for the city of Miami.
Yeah, well, we did that for the for Miami-Dade County and for tourism. And yeah, those five letters now have become some of the most valuable real estate in all of tourism marketing in the U.S. because people understand that the Miami brand means something. If I'm a hedge fund operator, I'm up in New York, and I say to you, hey, I'm going to Florida for the weekend. And you say, where are you going? And I say, I'm going to Orlando. You know where I'm going, Disney, who I'm going with, my kids, what I'm going to do when I get there.
Sweat.
Yeah, walk around with them. If I say I'm going to Florida, you say, where? I say, Tampa, you don't really know where I'm going. You don't know what I'm going to do, and you don't know who I'm going with. But if you say, where are you going? And I say, Miami, you know where I'm going. You know what I'm going to do when I'm there, and you know who I'm not going with. We were able to communicate that, and it has paid off in spades in business.
Yeah, I just love that photo with the car in it. That's it's just so absolutely Miami. Awesome. You know, one of the brightest guys, we're glad he's on our team. He's Bruce Turkell. He's one of South Florida's premier marketing gurus, and by the way, one of the nation's, as he continues to build his brand on Fox News and Fox Business. Bruce, again, throw it out there. Tell them how to find you, because obviously no one's figured it out yet.
They haven't.
It's I'm telling you,
kind of shocking.
I'm telling
email,
you.
Email address is bturkell@turkellbrands.com.
All right. As always, it's been great. It's been fun. It's sort of like sitting around the bar, having a cup of coffee, and just kicking it around with some of the smartest guys I know.
Why don't you have coffee here next time?
I'm going to, well, because I have coffee before I get here, but I'll have it for you, Bruce. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk about, we're going to have our UHealth guest on, and we are going to be talking about how you can save your voice for the future. It's a really cool concept. Back after this, Stevie, save me.
Last night online I found this bitch in Harley, a Dynaglide with custom paint and chrome. Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. Wouldn't make a nice addition to our home.